To see the highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball next year, you'll have to go no further than Fenway Park.
Hunter strikes out. Strikeout number 9 for David Price, much to the delight of this poor house.
He's talking about David Price in his first start last season with the Blue Jays, but now the lefty will join the Red Sox for a reported $217 million over 7 years. It's the biggest deal for a pitcher in baseball history, and a major move in the effort by the new baseball operations president, Dave Dombrowski, to reshape the Red Sox. For some perspective this morning, we check in with baseball writer and Red Sox historian Glenn Stout. Good morning, Glenn. And thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So David Price will be the highest paid pitcher in baseball. I want to ask, is he the best pitcher in the major leagues right now?
No. I mean, he's a very good pitcher, but I think there are 8 or 10 very good pitchers. He happens to be probably the best pitcher who's available right now. And that's the kind of thing that makes you worth an awful lot of money from teams that really want a pitcher.
You know, he's 30 years old. Could he still be worth all that money 7 years from now when this contract runs out?
Well, it depends on what your definition of worth is. I mean, if he comes to the Red Sox and they win a world championship with David Price at the front of the rotation, yeah, he's probably worth it. If they don't win a world championship and they're stuck with him for 7 years and 4 or 5 of those 7 years are mediocre years? Absolutely not. But that's the gamble you take.
What's the best thing about David Price on the mound?
Well, the best thing about David Price on the mound is I think he has great presence. He's a little bit of a bulldog out there. And this is really important. He's left-handed. And that's really, really valuable. He's had some trouble in the postseason. But David Price is a number one starter. And there aren't that many people like that out there.
You mentioned the postseason. The biggest knock against Price is the lackluster postseason record. He's just 2-7 with an ERA of over 5 in the postseason. Should this be a concern to the Red Sox and Red Sox Nation?
Oh, maybe a little bit. I think often by the end of the season, he's been a little overused and a little worn down. And let's not forget that early in his career, when he was a relief pitcher, it's not like he had trouble with nerves or anything like that.
All right, big picture then. How much better does this acquisition instantly make the Red Sox?
Well, it makes them somewhat better. I mean, they've added, you know, a closer and a number one starter. That should help, you know, any team. But I don't think it answers every question. I mean, David Price can have a perfectly fine year, and if the rest of the Red Sox, you know, don't improve, you know, you might have a guy who struggles to win 15 games as your number one starter.
Okay, so now we've got Price in the starting rotation. Dave Dombrowski has Craig Kimball as a reliever. Is the pitching staff all that needs improvement on the Red Sox?
I mean, this is certainly a start, but the one thing I think you'll know with Dave Dombrowski is, you know, he's brought in here to spend money. He's not a guy who's going to wait 5 years and build up the farm system or try to trick anybody into thinking that we're going to build from the bottom up. If there's a player out there who's available, who he can get, who ownership gives him the money to go out and get, he will get them. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Red Sox add somebody on the offensive side of the roster before the end of this free agent season.
All right, last question. I want to ask about atmosphere in the locker room, because Red Sox fans may know Price because he's had words with Big Poppy David Ortiz in the past. In May 2014, after Price hit Ortiz in the back, Ortiz said, "You can't be acting like a little girl out there all the time." And then he called David Price a little B, using the B word. And then Price at one time said about David Ortiz, "No, he's not the hitter that he once was." So they're not exactly friends. What's it going to be like in the locker room?
I don't think that will be any issue at all, quite frankly. If they didn't throw insults back and forth, there might be something wrong. But they're both, you know, a little bit outspoken. They're both very competitive, and they're both very, very confident people. You can never have too many competitive, confident ballplayers on your team.
Glenn Stout, long-form editor of SB Nation, also author of Red Sox Century and Yankee Century. Thanks again, as you have so often, for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, Bob.